Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Leah Flatter, USD 383 Manhattan-Ogden Schools. They have their regular school board meeting coming up tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Robinson Education Center. That's right across from the West Campus, Manhattan High School. And, you know, one thing that's on the agenda here tonight, most people think this is kind of a boring thing. It's the annual audit presentation.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
But it's important.
It's very important to have a fiscally sound district. We have an independent audit of all our finances and spending. Mm-hmm. Are we doing it correctly? Do we have the proper procedures in place to ensure no corruption, no false things going on? And we work with Barney's Associates on that. And they got a great team. They go over a lot of things. And every year we have to have so many percentage of our federal programs audited, so they go through those and cycle through those, so we're hitting federal regulations as well as state regulations as well as best practices, and they're a great team, and our business office does a great job. They want to do it right, they want to be right, and they work with that group to make sure we're fiscally sound, and I really appreciate it, but it's a really thick, big document.
It is.
It's not super exciting. But it is very important.
Yeah,
and we were pretty clean. We were clean on our audit this year, so very clean. They gave us glowing remarks, and the things they mentioned were things that were outside of our control, and usually by state statute that conflict with best practices or other statutes.
And you know, the reason I say it's boring as a reporter when you're covering an audit,
yes,
it's not very fun. But unless there's something that jumps out at you,
right,
that shouldn't be there, and you don't want that, so
yeah.
Yeah. A boring audit is a good audit.
Yeah, so we have a very boring audit. We appreciate our hardworking staff.
Yeah, even Barney's, they apologize for this being so boring. I'm like, oh, we need to keep it boring. Keep this as boring as possible.
Absolutely. Well, also tonight there's going to be some proposals and changes for some courses at Manhattan High School.
Yeah, this is the time of year where usually the secondary schools, for the most part, bring up some new ideas for classes that they want to kind of explore into. So that's on the agenda tonight. I haven't looked at that very closely. That's
I lost my page number on that. It's always interesting to look at that every year because our folks try to be creative and respond to what our kids need, you know, to be sort of modern educational leaders, either in their, you know, to succeed either in their career right out of high school or in post-secondary. And so they try to respond to what the kids need while staying within, you know, the proper educational and pedagogical framework that they need to be at. And so it's always good to read those.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Spanish for Spanish speakers. That's a good class. Introduction to Organic Chemistry. So kind of a pre-chemistry class. Design Studio, Interior Design 2. So those are CTE career ed classes that I'm sure they're working toward that. Same thing with marketing applications, workplace experience, non-CTE. So those are internship programs that we're going to start and start overseeing and start pushing a little more.
Yeah.
So we need a class to tie those two so they're tied to credit and time and standards and accountability and accelerated PE9. So they put those together. They have a lot of discussions, and I think a lot make it through, a lot don't make it through. They kind of vet those things together through their departments and what they can offer.
You know, I'm always fascinated about just the magnitude of different offerings at Manhattan High School. I've had interviewed a couple times the Manhattan Virtual Academy, Brooke Blank, out there, and I always find that so fascinating. And I don't know that a lot of folks know about that offering here, but that's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, the Virtual Academy, and they do a good job with full-time Virtual Academy kids, but they also do a good job supplementing Manhattan High for those special classes that maybe you got two or three kids interested in, that it's not enough for us to offer a full class, but it still gives the availability to do. So MVA's been a great partner for us, and we help them, they help us, and which is good because we're all under the same umbrella. And I'm glad Brooke sees it that way, and Mr. Dorst and Ms. Blank work very well together making that happen for kids.
Again, school board meets tonight, 6:30. There's always time for donations and grants? Do
you we have a couple tonight. We have a $21,000 cash donation from Pepsi-Cola of Manhattan to Manhattan High School. It's part of a five-year agreement we have with them. It renews starting in October, and it's used to support student and staff activities, so we appreciate that. And there's a $1,427 cash donation from Marlatt Elementary PTO for field trips. So we appreciate those donors.
Yeah, very important.
Yep. We're grateful.
Yeah. I think we have some other stuff that Michelle would like us to touch on as far as like don't come to school if you have the flu, things like that.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead with that one. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends that people who have a confirmed case of influenza stay home for 5 days from the onset of symptoms. That's a little different. They reduce that day down, mm-hmm. and we kind of mm-hmm. take their guidelines and we go with it. USD 383 policy states students may not return from school until fever-free for 24 hours without fever-reducing medication. And it's not too late to get your flu vaccine. Stop by and stop the spread of influenza virus. You want to do the immunization thing? You
sure.
Want to go ahead?
Sure. We the state law says that students have to be up to date on their immunizations, their shots, you know, and provide proof of those in order to avoid being
excluded
from school unless they have a religious belief that prevents them from getting shots or a doctor's note. So we have set the date of December 2nd, 2019 as the date by which we need folks to provide documentation of their kids' immunizations or a doctor's note. And we want people to know that the Riley County Health Department is offering a walk-in clinic over the Thanksgiving holiday, the 25th to the 27th of November, so that's next week, from 8 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. each day. So if you have any missing shots, that could get you caught up before that exclusion date of December 2nd. You don't have to make an appointment. Now, if you do call and make an appointment, you can avoid some lines, but we really need folks to get those done by December 2nd, unless you've got a note or some other serious reason.
Yeah, but our nurses have been working really hard
to communicate
to the families on what they need and make sure we have that. Just work with them. I think they want to do everything that possibly.
Yeah, we want kids
to
be
people.
In school.
We want people to be in school, but we want it to be safe as well.
Yeah, and fortunately, too, the health department's on Attabus route, and so that's a good way for folks to get there if they don't have a personal car.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of next week, no school next
no
week.
No school.
Right?
That's right.
No school for students. Teachers
are in for part of the week.
We got some PD going on next week, and then Thanksgiving break, which we're grateful for. It's coming at a good time for us.
Yeah. I think everybody's ready to take a quick break and then catch their breath and be ready for the end of the semester.
Yeah. Kind of late Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's going about as late as it can go. So.
Yeah, I think that's right. Fourth Thursday, right? Usually.
Yeah. Which makes a really quick turnaround the last few weeks before Christmas. So,
and when does your holiday break for around Christmas time start?
Ooh.
Oh, you asked me that. Here, give me 1 second. I gotta pull out my thinking document.
The thinking document.
Christmas is on a Wednesday this year, so it's kind of one of those weird.
Yeah, when it falls in the middle of the week.
I think we go to the 19th.
Okay.
Yeah, that
teachers
makes sense.
Are on till the 20th. So.
So it's about three weeks in between.
Yep.
That's not a lot of time.
Not a lot.
All right.
So everybody get caught up, get your work turned
that's
in,
right.
Get ready for your finals, because here it comes.
Well, very good. Well, anything else that's coming up tonight that we should highlight or we cover it all?
I think, you know, we're going to talk about our contract with the city with the special alcohol funds, which helps us fund drug prevention programs with our kids. That's something that we've been very fortunate to have, and Kari Keaton-Humes is going to give us an update on that tonight.
Yeah, and we'll also follow up on our Juul litigation conversation.
That's right,
we had
vaping.
That presentation brought up last time. So we let the information come to the board, and hopefully it resonated, and they are marinated with them a little bit, and they could think a little more about what they need and what they want and whether they want to move forward with this action that we can take or let it go and continue to fight that battle, because we're going to continue to fight it.
All right, 6:30 p.m. tonight is the meeting at the Robinson Education Center, USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Leah Flyder, Eric Reed, thank you for being here.
Thank you,
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram up next here on KMAN.